Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Welcome. We are back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Becker. Episode number 534 of the show. Thank you for listening. We love you guys. Please consider making a monthly $5 donation by clicking the link in the show notes. We appreciate everyone that supports us, and they get all the bonus content that we do here each and every week as a thank you. So if you are so inclined, if you are able or interested, give us $5 a month. Or if you're not so inclined, just give us a 5-star review on whatever app you're listening to the show on. We would appreciate it. You can also reach out to us. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. Additionally, you can call us and leave a voicemail. 949-464-TBLS. We love hearing from you guys each and every week. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing well. I got a little nostalgic after we talked about Shannon Doherty dying, and I saw 90210 was on Paramount, and so I just watched a random episode of season one.
Pretty
and
good.
It was a wild ride.
What happened? So Ed explains the 90210 episode.
Yeah. Well, season one, you know, it's like they hadn't figured out everybody. So like, Steve Sanders is just straight up racist.
Yeah,
he's like, I watched like three episodes of season one. I got into it.
He was racist and 36.
Yeah, he was always too old. But yeah. Like he was, you know, he became this jovial guy. He was like, well, you got to cheer for the Celtics because they got Bird and McHale.
Stop it.
And they're like, no, shouldn't you be a Lakers fan? He's like, no, but we got to stick together. Like really, like white guy shit. But the episode I just watched is wild. Matthew Perry's a guest star.
Oh, wow.
And Brandon is worried he's going to Menendez his parents.
Stop it.
Yeah. So you're definitely more well-versed on the Menendez brothers. When did that crime take place?
So I actually have a pretty good sense of when it happened because their alibi was that they were, now was it one or two? I'm pretty sure it was one. Their alibi was that they were attending
Batman or something?
Batman, the Michael Keaton, Tim Burton Batman, which I believe came out in 1989.
80, yeah. So 90210 was after that because I think 90210 started in
91? 90?
I think 90. So this is just straight up ripoff. So Matthew Perry's playing like the tennis star at West Beverly High, and they're like talking like, well, he's gonna get into Stanford, and you know he's like all world. And Brandon does a feature on him for the West Beverly Blaze, the newspaper.
So this is a ripped. This is like Law and Order. This is a rip from the headline situation. Yeah, because Lyle was a tennis phenom. And went to Princeton.
And so he's like, well, I wrote a screenplay. Do you want to read it? And so Brandon reads it. And they keep cutting to Brandon reading it. Like, screenplays, how long could it possibly take you to read it? Because he's like, the next day, he's like, just got to page 36. And you're like, buddy. I thought you're like an A student. It's taking you like hours to read 30 pages.
How's the public school system in Minneapolis?
and in it, he's like, I wrote this script, and it's clearly about him. He describes his car, his life, and the character in the screenplay kills Merckx's dad.
Ooh.
And he talks about where the gun is and all this shit. And so Brandon, like, is freaking out and asking everybody for advice. he called the cops, and the cops are like, we can't do anything. Like, this isn't the pre-crime division. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
cops don't prevent crime, by the way. They just show up after it happened. Like, that's the truest thing in this episode.
Phones.
Yeah. Yes. Right. Yeah.
They're on their phones.
That's right. Yes. And hassling people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Police presence doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
But anyway. And so it's all about, like, and then Brandon, like, from the screenplay, he knows he keeps a key under the flower pot. And so he sneaks in like he's going to prevent a crime. And at the end, he finds a crying Matthew Perry, like, I'm never good enough. I'm not as good as my dad. So, and instead, he was going to turn the gun on himself. He's like, oh, I'm not going to kill my dad.
Oh, he was going to Scott Scanlon himself. That's where they got the Scott Scanlon idea.
Right. But it was wild. I don't remember. Like, I think when I was in college and watched shitloads of reruns, I don't think season one was really in the mix. I didn't remember this episode at all.
Yeah, it's like the Seinfeld Chronicles. You know, it's like you just forget about those.
Wild ride.
Or when Bobcat Goldthwait left his kid at the Married with Children house to live with them, and then the next season he was just gone.
Right.
You know, it's just like, hey, they're gonna have a kid, and then they're like, that's a bad idea.
The whole thing. And what was his name? Seven?
Seven. Yes. Seven, the kid. Wow. I'm surprised. Yeah, maybe your expertise on 90210 starts like mid-season one or season two.
Yeah, I would have remembered that. But then again, Matthew Perry was in everything.
Yeah, he was one of those kids.
He died a DUI in Growing Pains.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Yes,
he was in everything. He was like a child actor. He was like a late teen actor. Like he was in everything until Friends.
Joseph Lyle Menendez, born January 10th, 1968. And Eric Galen Menendez, born November 27th, 1970, are American brothers who were convicted in 1996 of the murder of their parents, Jose and Mary Louise Kitty Menendez. Let's get to the details, because Mom caught one in the face from a shotgun. And you really got to dislike somebody.
You got to hate your mom to shoot her in the face with a shotgun.
Yes. Let's see here.
The defense was Kitty was allowing.
To diddle the torture. Yeah, he was. Well, I think there was diddling. Well, let's find out. Hold on, because I don't know. This is like when we figured out Boris Becker. We were completely wrong about Boris Becker.
Oh yeah, we were way off on that one.
Yeah, Jose was okay. Jose was like a music executive. On the evening of August 20th, 1989, Jose and Kitty were standing in the den of their Beverly Hills mansion when Lyle and Eric entered the den carrying shotguns. Jose was shot six times, including a fatal shot in the back of the head. Kitty was shot 10 times before the fatal shot to her cheek.
Whew. 10 times?
Should have protected him. Yeah. You're obliterated. A 12 gauge. She was on the ground, slowly crawling and crying. Lyle ran to his car to reload. Oh, he had to go to the car.
Jeez.
Before firing the final shot to her face. Immediately after the killings, both brothers remained in the house, expecting the police to respond due to the noise of the gunshots. When the police arrived, the brothers told them that the killings had occurred while they were at a movie theater watching Batman. In the months after the killings, the brothers, they started to spend. Let's hear about the abuse. Trials, national sensation. Wait, yeah.
Did they go to the Knicks game, the Mark Jackson game at post-murder, right?
Oh, no, I want to say that was before, because they were going to Princeton.
I was thinking Lakers or something.
No, I don't know. That's a good question. That's not covered in the Wikipedia. The allegation. The Menendez case became a national sensation when Court TV broadcast the trial, represented by their defense lawyer Leslie Abramson. Great hair, great perm. The brothers stated that they killed their parents out of fear for their lives after a lifetime of abuse at the hands of their parents, especially sexual, you're right, sexual abuse at the hands of their father, who was described as a cruel perfectionist and pedophile. Meanwhile, their mother was described as an enabling, selfish, mentally unstable alcoholic and drug addict who encouraged her husband's behavior and was also violent towards the brothers. So they double hated her because she was cruel to them, and also she didn't protect them from him.
Right. She's the mom who's not protecting the kids.
Yeah. It's always the mom. Like, mom always gets it worse. Why don't we just let these guys out? Like, what are we doing with the Menendezes on death row? Just let them out. Who are they going to kill again? Like, Scott Peterson, we got to leave him in there. Because he'll find another one.
He has a way with women.
Yes, yeah, he's handsome. He's charming.
They're not going to get more parents than they hate.
Who's
already taken care of them?
Yeah, no one's going to abuse them again. They're in their 50s. Let these boys live, Lyle and Eric. And so they had to take off their.
Also, Chandler Bing's dad on the show was a self-made immigrant.
Of course, yeah.
First Cuban generation. Yeah. They were hitting all the notes.
But no brother.
No brother and no mother.
Yeah.
And they didn't even address the mother. But, and the guy who played his father was the guy who played Blair's father on Facts of Life. Oof,
that's too deep. That's too deep for me. So Eric, the younger brother, he's still got a full head of hair. It's receding, but I'm looking at one of his jail pictures here. He's got a pretty good head of hair.
Menendez today.
Yeah, and Lyle, the older, he was the one that was wearing the toupee in the trial, along with the sweaters, so they could look young and harmless. But he had to lose they don't let you have a toupee in the joint. So he's just sphere-balled. Looks good, though. Let him out. Let these guys live. I believe they're definitely both married. I think they might be married and divorced and married again in prison.
You know what? It's kind of sad to say, but you don't think they would have snuck up on Kitty.
How come? Because of big ears?
Because I think her eyes are a little far. She's got a Jimbo Fisher situation.
A Britney Spears? She's able to see predators coming from all directions?
Yeah, like I just don't think they could have snuck up on her. Yeah. She could have been like, hey.
Yeah, those eyes went two different directions once Lyle got done with her. Went to the car to reload. Oh,
that's true hatred.
Yes. About 2 weeks before the murders, here's your rip from the headlines, Eric and his friend Michael Joyce entered the 1989 Boys Junior National Tennis Championship. Eric reached the second round of qualifying in the boys' 18 singles, while Joyce reached the quarterfinals. Lyle attended Princeton, was placed on academic probation for poor grades. Jose would force Lyle to be delivered to classes in a limousine because he needed everyone to know that he was rich, that his dad could afford it. So it's a nice upbringing. Yeah. Let him live. I only have one thing this week, Ed. It's too fucking hot. I am dying right now. The baller lifestyle world headquarters is max distance in this domicile from the air conditioner. So the air conditioner's on the ground on the other side of the house. I'm upstairs on the complete other side of the air conditioner, right up against a window that the sun is cooking and the air doesn't reach me. I'm too far for the air to get here. The rest of the house takes away the air before it gets here. And I'm sweating. I'm dying. I'm over it. I'm over the heat. Fuck heat.
Well,
Ed agrees. Ed's also anti-heat.
Yeah. We're not a political show. I just don't know why everybody isn't like, hey, we got to do something about this planet because everybody's fucking hot.
Yeah. Everybody's hot.
Everyone's hot.
Yeah.
Everyone's hot.
Yeah.
Like, wow, this is not okay for anyone.
Yeah. Let's not be hot. Okay. Let's talk about who died.
Just tell us who was dead now. Just tell us who was dead now. Who died? It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
It will not
update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died?
Who died? Who died? Who died?
Ed, who died this week?
We lost the great Bob Newhart. Comedian,
legend,
comedic actor, legend, 94 years old. I saw some great quotes out of him. My favorite was, "I don't like country music, but I don't mean to denigrate those who do. And for the people who like country music, denigrate means put down."
he was so dry.
So dry. He was great.
He came to prominence via a famous comedy record that he did. And it's my understanding that the recording of that record was the first time he had ever performed that material live. He had written it. And the first time he went on stage with it, he recorded it and made an album and became a legend. A lot of TV show, two TV shows. He was the man, Bob Newhart.
Yeah, he was delightful. He was best friends with he and his wife were, like, would
vacation. Don Rickles. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Great.
Yeah.
Great buddies, but both legends, very hilarious guys. That said, I thought Bob Newhart was dead already. It's very sad.
Couple of interviews I saw of him, like Conan O'Brien had him on a couple of years ago, and I was like, this can't be long now. He really wasn't looking good.
And meanwhile, Mel Brooks still hanging in there.
Still hanging in there.
I saw Mel Brooks is doing a Q&A where he screens Blazing Saddles, which is a great movie, but a little tough in this day. I'm glad it exists, but it just meet the time, you know?
But I will say that, you know, he was pointing out racism.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And I watched with my son like a year ago, and like a fresh pair of, you know, teenager eyes. He really enjoyed it. And I was thinking, oh, maybe this isn't going to fly, but he thought it was very funny. So,
yeah. Well, I haven't seen it in a long time. So I do remember the racial humor in it. So maybe I'm probably wrong. That's
yeah. I mean, Richard Pryor co-wrote it.
Yeah, exactly.
R.I.P. But
speaking of racism,
Lou Dobbs died, 78 years old. Shocking. You know how I said Bob Newhart looked, you know, rough towards the end. Lou Dobbs, not a single gray hair.
Crazy.
And
he goes to Trump's guy.
Pearly white. Guy looked great.
His skin was the same color yellow that his hair was, which was from the very few Paul Malls, the Merit 100s that he was smoking. This guy was 78. I mean, he hasn't been on TV in 25 years, and I thought he was 78 then. He was also one of those guys. So his whole, you know, people find a lane, whatever, I don't care. His lane was, he was anti-immigrant. But he would do that thing. He would do that thing where he's like, how could I hate Mexicans? My wife is Mexican. Because he had a you know, Latino wife. So,
I've got R.I.P. to find this. Where is it? So when he died, a clip of him doing his anti-Mexican fear-mongering. This is how he tried to pronounce Guadalajara.
The caravan of mostly Central American immigrants is now in the Mexican city of Guadalajara.
What?
The caravan of mostly Central.
I mean,
his teeth were falling, getting in the way. He was a mess.
So there's Jeff Bezos' girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez. She was a newscaster, and she was also a sports. She did like the local. I don't know. She did sports, like the Sports Center type show, but on another like local network.
Gotcha.
At one point she said Pete Sampras was the best player of his ERA. She would do stuff like that all the time. Much like Manuel and Gardenia, the city is called Gardena, but it's funnier with the Gardenia. She pronounced the city of Glendale, Glendale, which she's from here. This is like, so Guadalajara is, you're not newly presented with, you know, there's a city in Mexico called Guadalajara. Like that's not the first time you become aware of that word. You're just that dense or this how?
This tells me he's like, he was Ron Burgundy.
Yeah. Just he'll read anything. Yeah.
Like he just didn't, he couldn't keep up with the prompter or something, but yeah, that was a rough go of Guadalajara.
He was just real fucking ugly. That's all I'll say about him.
He was tough looking.
Yeah. The SIGs.
But never had a gray hair.
Never. Amazing.
Hair looked terrible.
Yeah, hung beautiful in there.
RIP Pat Williams. He was the Magic co-founder, 84 years old. I just remember him like going crazy when they won the lottery to get Shaq. Like, that was a big.
Yes. I believe also, and I don't know the man, RIP, but wasn't he one of these guys that had like 30 adopted kids?
That sounds right.
Yes. Like, he had like so many adopted kids from other countries, which on its face is just a wonderfully
children.
Yes. See, wonderfully selfless act. I will just say this. Who's the guy from Penn State? Jerry Steinberg.
Oh, Sandusky.
Sandusky also had a great number of adopted children. That's all I'll say. I'm just saying, We need to look at things with a critical eye. I'm sure it's fine, but we just can't let things just like happen that seem weird, because sometimes they're weird. Sometimes they're not weird. And this is probably one of those cases where it's not weird, but it seems weird. And we all pretended it wasn't weird.
Adoption is such a lovely,
beautiful,
beautiful, you know, but 19 means.
Yeah.
They can't possibly. I mean, he had enough money to be owning a team, but they're not getting attention that a kid needs from a parent. 19.
No. And look, this guy was rich. It's great, but at some point, you're just a child hoarder. Like it's. And I'm not trying to denigrate this man's legacy, because I'm sure he did great things and he had the best intentions. But it's just kind of weird. That's all. I always thought it was kind of weird. That's it. R.I.P.
You know, it's also kind of weird.
Yeah.
Being in Orlando for work and you're not there for Disney, and you're like, what the fuck's going on with this place? It's just all like Disney adjacent. It's a weird city.
Every road takes you to a theme park. You're like, no, I don't want to go to Universal. Why am I? I'm not buying a ticket. Like, why am I going to Universal? I'm trying to go to the fucking airport. Why am I? It's so confusing. I've been there once. Worst city in America.
It's a tough place. I don't know. I don't know what the. I had a good trip to. I actually never went to Disney World with my kids. I went to Land, but
oh yeah, that's the OG.
I had a perfectly nice time at Disneyland for 2 days with my kids. But
perfect.
Orlando, I had to go for some Bond conferences, and I was like, what the fuck's going on with this place?
Yeah, it's weird because that's why I was there for a trade show. That's it exists for Disney and to host conventions. And it's like, why would you put your, I get that it's like set up for it, but it sucks. Like it's a shitty place. Like why do you send people there? It's awful. Fuck Orlando.
Yeah. RP Duke Fakir, the last surviving member of the Four Tops, 88 years old.
Amazing.
Putting a close on Motown.
Yeah.
Everybody's kind of.
Did you know Wilson Pickett lived into the 2000s? I know. Hold on. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. I follow all these like music accounts on Instagram.
When he was waiting to the midnight hour, that was like 1971.
Yes, exactly. I thought he got Otis Redding or Sam Cooke. So I was watching.
It's crazy about Otis Redding. Well, he wasn't Motown. He was Stax. But yeah. Otis Redding, that rich, deep, awesome voice. He was like, was he 24?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He was very young.
Like he sounded like a seasoned man. I think, and he was a young man.
I think he died. Played the Monterey Pop Festival and died like shortly after. Like he was just like getting started.
Sitting on the Dock of the Bay was released like a week after he died.
Yeah, very sad. Yeah, Wilson Pickett. Oh, so the other day I was watching a reel. I know how you feel about those, but I watch all these music reels and I share them, and sometimes people complain about it, and that's okay. I didn't share this one, but I watch it, and it was a duet. Ah, the song escapes me. Oh, it was Hey Jude. Wilson Pickett and Tom Jones, this big old dick, the Scotsman.
Welsh.
Yeah, well, Welshman, that's right. They were singing, they were duetting on Hey Jude on like the Dick Cavett show or something. And it was badass. Like both those guys could sing.
I was going to say that sounds like it would be a cool combo.
Yeah, it was cool. But then I started reading the caption and it's like Wilson Pickett, 1941 to 2006. I just assumed the guy kicked off like in the early 70s. No, he lived until 2006. So we all learned something today. And me the other day. RIP, all those guys, the Four Tops. Not the Temptations, but also very good.
Right. Four Tops were right. The other group. Yes. But he was the final top.
Yes. RIP. Okay. Let's talk some sports. Oh, hold on. Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
Okay, Ed, what is going, what happened in the world of sports this week?
Well, the NFL season's just about to, like, train camp. I think everybody's reporting this week. So we're back in football. Patrick Mahomes is in the news. And you're like, okay, it could be a football story. But is Patrick and Brittany Mahomes in the news?
Something to do with them hanging out with Taylor Swift. Because, you know, Taylor Swift hates her guts. But allows her.
Don't you think probably vice versa? Because Taylor Swift became the news of the Chiefs luxury boxes instead of Brittany Mahomes.
Yeah.
This past season.
But Taylor Swift's the biggest star on the planet. Like Yeah.
Don't you think because she started dating Kelsey and it's like, wait a second, nobody's talking about me this season.
Yeah.
When she got a lot more press the season before.
Yeah, that's a good point. I ordered a beer at the Reds game.
Okay.
And the name of the beer escapes me. It's like garage. And as I cracked it, or they cracked it for me, somebody mentioned, oh, you know, the Kelseys own that. And I was like, fuck. Give me a fucking Budweiser. No. How about a Budweiser? Just give me anything else. Give me something else. So now I'm looking. I open the story. And how fucking old is this guy, Brittany Mahomes? She looks like one of my mom's friends.
Let me see
So open the TMZ. Look at that face.
She looks
a lot of mascara.
She's got that lots of makeup to cover up that you know.
What are you going to
59?
What are you going to do about that face? You know, it's a tough face.
Well, they had a gender reveal and they used tic tac toe to reveal the gender of their third baby.
Tic tac toe. Oh,
you can't win. Like they had so they had their daughter.
Their daughter's called like Sterling. Yeah. Sterling. Sterling, and what's the other one called?
Oh, and the other one's like bronze.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yes. Yep. Tin.
What is this kid going to be named? It's going to be another girl.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is bronze. Ed, I thought you were joking.
No, remember we talked about one. Like, why wouldn't you name your kid gold or something?
One is called bronze. Sterling. The other one's fucking called bronze.
Do you think they're like, you know? Oh, come on, third place. Third place, you got to do better than
bronze
that.
Is fucking bullshit. I've covered this many times. The Olympics are coming up, and there'll be awarding medals, and you know how I feel about the Olympics. I was trying to think of about the sports that I like in the Olympics, but I think they've cut a bunch of them. Ed, like, is boxing still in the Olympics?
Yes, they've got it. I love boxing. I love track and field.
Yes,
and I'll enjoy some beach volleyball or shit like
that.
Like,
hell yeah. I liked it that they're like, hey, look, chicks, if you're gonna do beach volleyball, you got to dress like a whore. Like, this is just the rules. Like, they're like, oh, can we just wear what the guys wear? No, you can't.
Nope.
We need to see your asshole while you play. Sterling and bronze. Yeah. So they did. And look, this is like, so they do a gender reveal, right? Which is nobody wants that. But this is their third kid. This is like that person that has the shower. For you know, the showers where you get showered with gifts, right? That's the
right
where the name comes from, shower. But you only get the one shower, the first kid. That's when you get all the shit. You know what my sister did, Ed?
What?
She figured out, and I can't remember. I think one of her friends did it or something. She figured out what day to go to the Ellen show and be in the Ellen audience for like the Mother's Day or the.
Oh, cause they get a gift.
Dude. She got every like top of the line, like every single thing you could get, the stroller, crib, like whatever, high chair. All the shit you get, that thing that you put the shitty diapers in and then you don't smell shitty diapers.
Diaper genie.
All the top of the line shit. You have to be, I can't remember how she worked it, but she's like, you can't be ugly. Like that was what she told me. She's like, you have to be an expectant mother and you can't be ugly. And then you get in the audience, and she did. And she got, it was like $15,000 worth of stuff. So you can only have a shower on the first kid. Also, you can't just keep, like, do you think Pat Williams revealed 19 genders?
You'd run out of games.
Yes. How many?
The Mahomes are already up to tic-tac-toe. Nobody plays that.
How many forest fires can you start? And Ed, I've scrolled down a little bit further, and I've run into something, another issue.
They're going to name their daughter Nickel?
This we got to find out when that baby comes. Maybe it says here, sonogram.
Because you see the tic tac toe that the daughter turns over and it's pink wins.
It's not pink cat's game. There's no. It's tic tac toe is an unwinnable proposition. Like you
could probably beat Brittany Mahomes.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Yes, that's a really good.
You could bait her into the corner.
I stand corrected. You're right.
Bait her into the wrong corner.
After a few turns, Sterling winds up with three pink X's in a row. Oh, so it's a 2X chromosomes, right? Three? Okay. Divulging the brood will be welcoming another baby girl. Confetti rains
nickel,
down.
Nickel or 10?
Yes. Get out the periodic table. Here's my issue. And I said this one time, might've been on a Super Bowl. I made a tweet about this. I said, I woke up this morning thinking that at no time today would I encounter Lou Bega's feet.
Whoa.
I stand corrected because there's
Mama
a
number five.
There's a commercial with Lou Bega where his disgusting feet are on display. Similarly, there's a family picture here. One of those basic family pictures that everybody takes where they're in all matched outfits. And Patrick Mahomes is barefoot. Do I need to see Patrick Mahomes' feet?
Why? What's with all the feet? But where are you seeing Lou Bega?
So there's a commercial. It's like it's an Affleck. I believe it's Affleck. With Lou, but this is a couple years ago.
A little bit of toenails.
Yes, yeah. And he had those kind of like big toes that like kind of like curl back. You know, you know, there could have been. Forgive me,
you're
audience.
Disgusting.
Forgive me, audience. There could have been a bunion involved.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
Yikes.
So look, no, we're giving this Mahomes because he's really good. This Mahomes guy, and he seems like a nice guy. Like, right, he's a likable guy. He's so good. And they made him the new Brady.
He's got a brother. Like, Brady always seemed
Jackson.
Douchey.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's like, Brady didn't foist as many villains on us as Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes is, like, affable in interviews, but he's got this brother and wife that are horrendous.
Jackson Mahomes, his old man's getting deweys all over the place. Yeah. Then I was talking about a reel I watched earlier. I ran into another reel recently, and it's, like, footage of Pat Mahomes, because I guess he was a really good baseball player.
Right.
Footage of Pat Mahomes, early footage of Pat Mahomes playing baseball, like in high school. And I'm like, oh man, he's about to jump ship. This guy's a fucking sick athlete. Ground ball up the middle. I mean, base hit. It's a base hit. It's a single. You know, he got a single. Like, that's nice. It's all hits are good. That's great. I'm glad he got a hit. But if you're like, hey, here's a video. Highlight. Yeah. Like,
it's not highlight worthy.
Make it special. You know, like, I like to make things special. Like, if you're gonna hype it up into something that's, because I'm sure he probably did hit some home runs. Like, find that video. Nobody was there that day. Anyway, it's gender reveals bullshit. I remember when my first child was born, Ed, I didn't want to, I thought, well, we'll just find out. Like, I didn't know the rules to this. And my children's mother, my children's mother is like, oh no, you don't do that. She's like, you find out. And I'm like, why? I'm like, it's be a surprise when it comes out. We'll learn what it is. And she's like, oh, because you got to buy the stuff. And I'm, or in my sister's case, you go to the Ellen show and get all the shit for free.
I used to hate, I'm not around too many pregnancies anymore because I have older friends. But when I would hear, they'd be like, somebody will ask like, boy or girl. And I used to hate when they'd be like, I just want the baby to be healthy. Oh no, I was thinking like, do you want like a badly deformed and in pain boy or a healthy girl? Like, everyone wants a healthy baby.
Of course.
That's a bullshit answer.
Yes.
You're right. You just say, I don't care. Or you say, I used to just say boy. I was like, I grew up with nothing but sisters. I wanted boys, but I wouldn't say, well, I just want it to be healthy. Oh, cool. Yeah. I wanted unhealthy boys over healthy girls.
Yeah. I want six fingers. We're hoping for six fingers on the non-dominant, you know, it's maybe they could join the circus, you know? Yes. No, it's right. Yes. It's ridiculous.
Bullshit.
I'll be honest. I hoped for girls, Ed, because when I was like, if I have a boy, I feel like it's going to, he's now he actually exists. So I can say I feel like he's going to magnify all my flaws. Like, I'm going to see myself in him, and like all the things that suck about me are going to be the same about him. So I'm like, let's just have a girl, because then she can't be that much. Oh, turns out they're both like you. Like, it doesn't matter what chromosomes they have. They're still just like, you give them your half your DNA.
Yeah, it's just, especially after my parents got divorced, I was just in a house with like all girls.
And
I was like, you know, two it's sisters. Kind of a bummer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you.
So that's why. That was my main thing.
Yeah,
but
I get it.
But anyway, so the big news this weekend, Biden announced he's dropping out of the race. And for big moments, there is one athlete that takes advantage of every big moment.
I couldn't love this guy more.
I mean, I saw right after the Biden announcement, I saw a tweet. Well, to put money on Nick Castellanos hitting a home run today.
Yeah.
And that son of a bitch did. Hit a home run hours after Joe Biden. And now the lists are coming out. Obviously, when Thom Brenneman apologized, he used the homophobic slur.
It's the F slur.
Castellanos hit a home run.
Yep.
In the middle of that apology.
Yep.
During a career-threatening injury for Fernando Tatis. They're talking about it. He hits a home run during a eulogy for a World War II veteran. Hit a home run during that. At a 9/11 tribute video package was on the air. Hit a home run.
Jesus.
As the apology, I believe, of a Blue Jays bench coach getting a DUI.
Pitching coach. Yep. Spring training.
Home run.
We played it.
He 10 minutes after Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. Home run. Dwayne Haskins' death, home run day.
Stop.
Memorial Day tribute package on air, home run. Eulogy for just deceased PA announcer at the stadium, home run. cancer announcement for the team's owner, home run. Vin Scully death announcement, home run. An hour after the death of Queen Elizabeth, home run. The bridge collapse, killing seven people, Baltimore, home run. The Ocean Gate submarine explosion, home run. Three other celebrity deaths. Two home
runs. That's the best on the one.
Anniversary of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah.
The assassination attempt on Trump, home run. The Biden withdrawal, and his first ever home run in the minors was the day that Osama bin Laden was announced to be killed.
Stop.
The dude just has it in him. His big days are his.
He's by far my favorite player that OPS is in the 700s. Look.
Yeah, he's. I have a friend who's a Phillies fan. He's like, man, he's really been shitty. They got to bump him down the order.
Yeah, well,
he's batting him third, and he was doing terrible.
He's probably like 34 now. Like he's on the decline. Like this, it's insane to me that general managers haven't figured this out. So he was a real good right fielder with the Reds. Came a free agent, got a big money deal with the Phillies, and you're buying, like, by the time you become a free agent, you're usually around 28 or 29. You're buying all the decline years. You've peaked.
It's the age curve.
Yeah. Yes. You're the best you're going to be when you're 29. Sometimes there's some outliers that have their best years at like 32, 33, or there's Barry Bonds, 38 years old. He's fucking OPS in 1300, whatever. But this Nick Castellanos, he transcends all that. Like I love him in a way that cannot, his Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo's his favorite superhero.
That's the best answer. And they're like, how's that a superhero? He's like, it's a dog that talks and solves crimes.
Yeah, he looks at the reporter like he's a fucking dipshit. He's like, what do you mean? How is he not the best superhero? Yeah. So all the things you were talking about, there's a Nick Castellanos bad timing compilation on YouTube, Ed. It's 14 minutes long. So we can't play the whole thing, but yes.
If you're the Phillies,
yeah,
you got to like seek out. You know, there's plenty of crazy Philly fans. Be like, I'm going to need somebody to like kneecap a celebrity today, like during the playoffs.
Totally.
You just ask these people, like, yeah, just punch a celebrity in the face.
Attempted kidnapping of Taylor Swift happens.
Right.
Nick Castellanos.
Can't ask people to murder for you, but like, hey, can you do a month in jail for the Phillies to win? Because he will hit the home run.
Yeah.
Oh, and how great is this if he hits home run now? Because we're talking about him and he's at bat.
Is he right now?
Phillies Twins. He's at bat. He's batting .239. And there's a runner on first.
Let's talk about how we should be super sad that the Phillies are playing the Twins right now. Because this interleague play, it was cute for two fucking weeks. Okay. This was the great thing about Major League Baseball. Cause in all the other leagues, all the major leagues, and I don't know about soccer. I don't follow that, but the real leagues, the NHL, the NBA, NFL, the leagues play each other. They've always played each other. They merge leagues at some point. They play each other. It's one division plays another, whatever. They play each other. Rivalries. Yeah. But in
the All-Star game was so much fun in baseball.
So much fun. In Major League Baseball, they didn't play the other league.
Into a double play.
Oh, he did. He'll do that. He's my guy. So we can't play the 14-minute Nick Castellanos compilation, but let's just play the OG. This is how it got started. These guys need to tighten up their videos.
3-0 ball game with the Reds in front of the Royals. We go to the top half of the fifth inning. Castellanos to lead things off. Jim Day's going to be taking us the rest of the way through this game. As Holland takes over on the mound. I made a comment earlier tonight that I guess
amazing.
Went out over the air that I am deeply
I guess went out over the air.
Ashamed of. If I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart. I'm so very, very sorry.
He's looking right at the camera.
I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith,
Oh, face.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
Gave him zero shine.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
He hit that a mile.
No, you won't.
Be for the Reds.
Well, hold on. This might be an update on that, Ed. Mm-hmm. Don't spoil it for us.
Okay.
What else is going on in the world of sports? Yeah.
Our final sports story. Tom Brenneman was just announced he will be calling ACC football games for the CW this fall.
There's still a CW?
Yeah, I thought that went away with like Moesha and like shows from the 90s.
That frog that Yes. That still exists and it shows the ACC. Now, Ed, you're the college football expert on the show, obviously. What cities do we have to be worried about Tom Brenneman being? Like Raleigh? Are we concerned about Raleigh?
Brian, you will not find me using the F word ever. But I will say, if you've ever been to Boston, home of Boston College.
Yes. They're in the ACC.
Yes.
Jesuit University. Yeah.
I would never use the F word. But Boston is known as homo heaven.
Well, you don't want to be homosexual in Boston because Marky Mark might get a hold of you.
Mark.
He's 5'2" and he brings his crew and he starts throwing kicks with his municipal shoes.
No towns like Syracuse, New York. We'll be safe, but if I go to Boston and I look at their starting quarterback, by God, his name is Thomas Castellanos.
Stop!
He was named the starter in June 2024.
Unbelievable.
This 5'10", 196 junior from Waycross, Georgia.
He's playing in the NFL. Or
Castellanos.
He's playing D1 college football at 5'10", 180?
Yeah, it's Boston College. Yeah, they're a pretty shitty program.
Yeah. How far are the mighty have fallen?
That's weird. That's a weird network, but they're giving him a shot. And
it's probably good money.
Yeah, see, he's back.
It's not what he's used to making, but it's good money.
Well, he had NFL money.
Yeah. Yep. And he had two gigs, two major gigs. He was the play by play.
Grew up around microphones, but blamed the hot mic.
I will say, like if we're talking Nepo babies,
Marty Brenneman's kid.
Tom Brenneman, infinite number of greater than signs than Joe Buck.
Definitely better than Joe Buck.
Yeah, like Tom Brenneman, like look, we make fun of him, and it's because it's funny. Because he said the F slur.
He's excited by the game around him.
Yeah.
Joe Buck makes downgrades you when you're excited by something. Yeah. He makes you feel like sleepy.
Yeah. Tom Brenneman varies the tone of his voice, which is how you convey that something exciting is happening. Versus
there's only one person worse than Buck.
It's that Sicilian Mike Tirico.
Hey.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
I was.
Yeah, I think Tirico is the single worst, but I think Buck is the second worst.
Just, I was tuned into a little bit of the Open this weekend, Ed. It's the British Open.
Oh, British Open. Yeah.
Yes. And Mike Tirico was on the call, and I was like, how could you make this sport more boring? You put the least charismatic human being on the planet as the voice. Like, you know who does golf?
Or he'll be the voice. He'll be the voice of the Olympics.
Too. Yes. Oh, of course. Yes. Yes. He's so dull. He's worse than Buck. I agree. Tom Brenneman. We make fun of him. He's a good announcer. Like he was the number two guy at Fox. Like he's good. You know,
he's good at it. Yeah. And I actually read a pretty, it's the column that I put link to the story. I thought it was a good column by Outsports. Like guy saying he did his time.
Give him a break.
Give him another break. Yep. Like he, He was out of, I think that was 3 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while. And
so, like, he's lost all those gigs, and now it's like, now he's doing smaller football.
He is. And he's good. So, like, see, the cream should rise to the top. He is good. And he said, sorry. I am looking at a picture of him. He's got a beautiful head of hair and he tans. Like, this man clearly tans. His skin is very dark. He's got him. Okay, let's guess. Hold on, Ed.
I'm just looking at the picture. I'm not looking at his age.
Hold on. Let's set up the thing. Okay.
He's got a plentiful head of hair.
How rich? It's fucking so hard to find these buttons sometimes. Hold on. Just sit tight. How old? Oh, right here. Snowjet SST, an underrated. There's no big. Yes.
Great production value on that song. Yeah. I was really admiring it.
There's no bigger Hendrix fan than me. And it's just like so nice to hear. It's a really good song. So I'm looking at this Tom Brenneman and he looks fantastic. Ed. Like he's, and I don't know if it's the tanning. He's got great hair. It's gray, but I got gray hair. It's great.
He's got salt and pepper here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. He looks great. Honestly, like if I didn't know this guy, I would say he's like in his middle 40s. Like that's also, I've seen him in person. He's little. He's probably like 5'7". Like he's, you know, and slight. You know, he's got a 29 inch waist.
Picture though with the tanning, he kind of looks like the kind of guy who would be making frequent visits to Kansas City.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, he
100%.
He doesn't look.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, and that's a compliment because we know gay dudes take care of themselves way better than a straight dude.
Of course.
He looks well manicured.
He looks great. He dresses like a nerd. Like he's a true dyed in the wool play-by-play man. Like this, you don't want your play-by-play man to be cool. You know, look, I've been called cool rings guy, Ed. There's a song about it on the show. you don't want your play-by-play guy showing up with some chains and sunglasses and a bunch of rings on his finger. Like that's not what you want. You want just a regular Joe, but not Joe Buck. Now, I don't know how to do this because he does look young, but I got to guess that Tom Brenneman is about 57 years old.
Yeah,
knowing him.
Yeah, he's been around long enough.
Yeah,
that he's got to be right around 60, and I would say he looks 50.
He looks 50. Yeah, I would agree. He looks 50. You nailed it though, Ed. Born 1963, 6 years old.
Okay. Wow.
Let him live. He's back. Let him live. He's
back.
Look, he threw out
the time.
He threw out one F slur and. Friend of the show, Ryan Beckner, will often say to me, hey, Dad, what's the name of that text thread that you got on your phone right there? And look, it might have a certain time. Yeah, it might have an unfortunate name, but I'm not saying it into a microphone. You know, it's just a thing that guys say to me sometimes. But look, I'm not proud of it. Anyway,
right.
Let's do some email.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa, he's Manuel.
He's Manuel England Ollie. Oh, whoa. Okay. Some voicemails, Ed. First.
What's up, fam?
Telly.
Here.
Telly.
Yeah, I guess that the college thing was a little inside baseball. And you guys,
you know what's funny, Ed?
Yeah.
And it's like a lot of these people do. But I don't know what it is. But Telly has a special place with me. I find him endlessly entertaining because he's not trying to be entertaining. Like this, I am entertained by him in a way that I shouldn't be. I don't know. I'm interested in what he has to say. Now, look, last time he called in, he bored the living shit out of us. Yeah.
I am too. Yeah. And, you know, I was even entertained when it was clear he couldn't hear me.
That was the best.
When we were doing that. Well, I forget what we were doing.
It was the Last Dragon.
Last Dragon. And it was funny because he was in denial that he couldn't hear me, and he clearly couldn't hear me. And then he admitted, like, I don't know, 45 minutes into it, that he couldn't hear me.
It was 20 minutes in, and he said, he's like, I'm like, Telly, what do you, by the way, he couldn't log. So the way we do this show is we log on to a central website where we can all hear each other and it records all our voices. We used to do it on Skype where we recorded ourselves and then I mixed it together. Now you can do it. There's lots of ways to do podcasting now. Telly, for whatever reason, it's all you got to do is click a link. Jay Stu can do it.
Each week you send me a link, I click on it, and we start talking.
Click it. Sometimes we got to refresh the page a couple times. That's okay. I used to do a podcast with somebody else. Not Ed Daly. I used to do a podcast with somebody else that person controlled the, they had the controls in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have them in front of me. And sometimes we have issues linking up, but never do I say it's Ed's fault that we can't link up, because it's not, it's the software. All Ed has to do is click a link. So what am I going to say? You clicked the link wrong? What are you doing? It's your equipment? Is something's wrong with your equipment? Hey, you're sitting in your fucking apartment in Hoboken next to that. What's that? Papa Shot. You're sitting next to that Papa Shot. Drinking your tea.
Right. I'm staring at Papa Shot. The tea has been finished like 25 minutes
technology,
ago.
Technology. You know, it's technology. I didn't fuck up the technology. I just clicked the fucking link.
Right.
Anyway. Telly couldn't do that. He couldn't click the link. Then I had to fucking call him. Because I have this board that FanFan bought us where it has Bluetooth where I can connect through my phone so I can... Somebody, when we want to call some, like sometimes we call Ryan Beckner. I call her on my phone, play it through the board. So I was like, fuck, Telly's going to have my phone number. It wasn't until after that I realized that there's a way to block your phone number. But in Telly's defense, he's probably so drunk all the time. He's forgotten that he had my phone number because Telly, like a true king, has never texted me. But then we're recording for a while and he's fucking it up the whole time. And he keeps talking over you. I go, Telly. You keep talking over Ed. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, I can't hear him. I was lying. And just like, that was like it's maybe to me, it's the funniest moment that's ever happened on the show.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah. I was lying. I can't hear him, fam. I was lying.
He think he could fake his way through a full movie conversation.
And it wasn't like he was like Jay Stu, where he's just like, I won't talk for an hour. Like he was talking.
I'm lining up my line. Yeah, I'm getting ready.
I'm setting up my Tubi line for later. But he was talking the whole time. But he just was. He thought I'll just talk whenever I feel like talking, and it was insane. So anyway, it's good to hear from you, Telly.
Something's inside baseball. Yes, is what he just said.
I think it's when he went to college, because he went back to college.
But he never explained why he's at college.
Exactly. I think he's going to do that now.
Guys obviously aren't listening to the Baller Lifestyle after show, because that's where we were discussing it. I helped coach at a high school here the last few years, so we had a football camp at that college. And then another little tidbit that I haven't ran by you guys yet, but some of the ballers know, is that Bobert recently moved very close to me.
I like when, and this is a thing people, so look, I went to college. I went to Long Beach State. I majored in journalism.
Okay.
And one thing that you know, that you learn when you learn how to write, is you learn up on first reference. The first time you say someone's name, you say their whole name. Unless they're so famous that they're only known by one name. So he's saying Bobert. He needs to say Lauren Bobert, the congressperson.
Who gave a hand job during Beetlejuice the musical.
Look, I'm a fan. The first date. That was on a first date, Ed.
Yeah, and that behavior on a first date, getting kicked out of Beetlejuice for getting too random.
True queen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I respect
her. I'm not voting for her, but I respect her for a first date.
You don't live in her district, Ed.
Right.
She's a bar. Your sister might. She's a bar owner somewhere in the wilds of Colorado.
And I remember on the date.
Yep.
That dude on the date, people are like, well, he's a Democrat. And it's like, yeah, do you see what she's doing on the first date? Yeah. He's not thinking about politics right now. Yeah, he's getting a hand job during Beetlejuice. Yeah.
It's like, look, it's Republicans need love too. Like, it's, who cares? Like, it's we should all come together and be sexually active outside of the political parties, and then we could grow.
I can tell you, they weren't talking politics at Beetlejuice the musical.
Imagine going to Ed. You love music. You went to Rent. You've been to others. So imagine the Beetlejuice.
Yeah. I did enjoy the movie Beetlejuice.
Oh, it's a great movie. Tim Burton.
And there's a new one coming out.
It's concerning. That's a little concerning.
Although not as concerning as Gladiator 2. And I hear there's going to be a Heat 2.
Oh, you can't do a Heat 2.
I mean, these guys are so old now.
Yeah. You can't do a Heat 2. It's a perfect movie. And just, what almost 3-hour movie is a perfect movie? Like, it's, you know, like.
Yeah, right. And we got closure on a couple of the characters. So I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't know. It Wayne seems Grove? Like a mess. Yeah. But yeah, the sequels are a problem.
Yeah, they go. They
Although,
go,
I will yeah. say on Netflix, I enjoyed Beverly Hills Cop 4, Axel F.
That's out?
Yeah, it's on Netflix, and it's pretty good. It's like entertaining.
Well, I like that Taggart is like 51 now, because we learned in Beverly Hills Cop he was 36 years old, which is actually... Wait, is Judge in it? Reinhold?
Yes.
Stop. What you about...
put Bronson Pinchot...
I was going to say, what about Bronson Pinchot? Stop it. Okay, that's on Netflix?
Yeah, it's like entertaining. They're clearly catering to people who grew up with that movie. It's fun. It's, you know, it's a fucking cop, you know, action comedy.
How about Mike? It's driving me crazy that I can't remember his name, but I can't remember Mindy Kaling.
Oh,
Mike. Yes.
I mean, they got Paul Reiser is in it. Like, they really he's got. Still
on? No, hold on. No, Mike from Breaking Bad. Mike.
Oh, Ehrmantraut.
Mike Ehrmantraut is one of Victor Maitland's henchmen, and he's the fucking same age.
He got shotgunned.
Yes.
In the Victor Maitland raid.
Yeah, he's the same age in 1988. Yes, he does. Yeah. R.I.P. Mike Ehrmantraut. Okay. Let's get back to Telly. I'm going to watch that, though.
Some of the bars around there, and my buddy's got pictures.
Hold on. I hate to do it to you guys. We're starting from the beginning. And, Ed, let's shut the fuck up. I'm not. This is only a minute.
I'm not going
to say anything. So, well, just wait. It's about 2 minutes. No, it's a minute. So, I get inspired. My man Telly inspires me. Because I'm thinking, he's like, oh, I helped coach And I'm like, what? But then I picture him in his stupid visor and his cargo shorts and his Crocs. And I'm like, oh yeah, he should be out, and his beard. I'm like, oh, he should be out there coaching. You know, Telly has an Instagram that I attempted to follow, and he's private, and he won't allow me to follow him. And he lies and says that he forgot the password. This is like, I'm trying to engage with my man Telly, and he's fucking me over because he doesn't want me to see the real Telly, because he doesn't want me to fall out of love with the Telly I know, this with my idea of Telly. And I'm, look, Telly's banned from multiple burrito places. You know, like, this, how could I not love that?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, he's great. He's a good dude.
He's great.
Okay, I'm going to play it. Don't talk, all right? Don't say, you got 58 seconds, Ed. Don't say anything. You ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
What's up, fam? Telly Tupac here. Yeah, I guess that the college thing was a little inside baseball. And you guys obviously aren't listening to the Baller Lifestyle after show, because that's where we were discussing it. I helped coach at,
hold on. Sorry. Cause I'm going to forget. This is it. I'm going to say one thing and then I'm going to play the rest. Okay. Ed, you good?
Yep.
People are telling me that the Baller Lifestyle after show, it's great, guys. It's our friend of the show, Dola. Yeah.
Our boys.
Yeah, Dola, the original
first Patreon.
Yep. First Red Circle subscriber, guest of the show.
Sure.
So we did that peace summit with he and Telly.
Right.
Of course there's
another Colorado resident.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Ben 906, bowling correspondent in the show. 75 hard participant, country music fan, great guy. Ohio resident, of course, Super Lee, Gopher. I'm going to a Minnesota UCLA game with Super Lee at the Rose Bowl in October. Excited for it.
Cool.
Great guy.
Now that they're in the Big Ten.
That's so confusing. But this, it's going to be so hot too. There's no shade at the Rose Bowl. People are telling me that the Ball and Lifestyle after show, they spend a lot of time discussing their favorite porn stars, which is like, what is it, 1997?
Yeah, I don't know any porn star.
I don't know a single porn star. And all, a porno actor. Like, it's, or do they still exist?
Yeah, like, my frame of reference is all people that were in the 90s. I don't know any, like, modern star.
Yeah, me either. So that's, I'm told they don't spend a lot of time discussing this show, which is fine. They don't have to.
Do you?
Yeah. Do you guys. Do your thing. Do you talk about your favorite porno actor? Okay. Now I'm not going to, cause I was going to forget that. Now I'm just going to play it. Okay. I'm not going to say shit. Okay. I'm going to shut up. Here we go.
High school here the last few years. So we had a football camp at that college. And then, another little tidbit that I haven't ran by you guys yet, but some of the ballers know, is that Bobert recently moved very close to me and is frequenting some of the bars around there. And my buddy's got pictures with her at the pool recently. And I think I'm going to try and fuck her for content for you guys. And I'll keep you guys up to date. Hope you guys have a good day.
Yep. I would love that. I would love that if you could.
Telly.
And she makes bad decisions. I'm not saying being with you is a bad decision, but she's not thinking, how does this play with my Congress role? She's giving hand jobs during Beetlejuice the musical.
Look, Lauren Boebert is someone universally understood that any guy would have sex with her. Like, she's a Colorado 8 and other places 6, but she's 100% boneable. Like, there's no question. Like, Telly, you need to do this for us. We need this from you. And you need this for you. Like, what's slap a, like, put a, I imagine Telly has like his, and I've actually learned this, that his whole house is decorated golf. So imagine he,
what,
like,
what do you mean?
What's confusing about what I just said?
Like, he has like pictures on the walls of Tiger Woods and stuff.
Yes. That's a, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I one time guessed, Ed, I go, I bet you have a Leroy Neiman golf. Ed, you're familiar with Leroy Neiman, right?
Sure. Yeah. The Rocky.
Yeah.
The Rocky, famous Rocky pictures.
He painted really shitty sports pictures and hung out at the Playboy Mansion. I go, I bet you have a Leroy Neiman. And he goes.
And he had a big soup strainer.
He did. Yeah. It's a lot of pussy in that. Like, he's. Yep. There's like pussy from 1971 in that thing. And he's like, yeah, I do. I actually do have a Leroy. I guess that he had a Leroy Neiman at. And he does.
Yeah. You could smell the grotto from 1971 on that dude.
He's got a Leroy Neiman. So he's got. So I imagine. That he brings Lauren, because I don't think Lauren Boebert takes you back to her place, right? Like, because you meet her at a bar. She's a bar owner.
I think she's got. Does she have? She's got like grown children.
Well, yeah, she's a little younger than we are, probably, right? She's probably about 45. Yeah, she's got. Well, and also she's white trash, so she probably started having kids at like 20. 19.
Lauren Boebert.
Yep.
Announced she'd be a 36-year-old grandmother. Whoa. When her 17-year-old son's partner gave birth.
Partner?
She announced this a year ago. Yeah, she's a grandmother. I mean,
36 years old?
She's a young grandmother, but she's a grandmother.
Look, this bitch is trashy, which is I support.
And in this picture.
Yeah.
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 Would.
Yeah. Yes, of course. No, of course you would. Any guy would. There's no guy would. If you're one of these guys, you're like, oh, she has different political opinions than me. Shut the fuck up. Please stop. Your dick ain't got political opinions.
No. Yeah. No. This is North versus South.
Yeah.
Your South's winning this battle.
Of course. 100%. The South is actually rising again in the situation. The South has finally risen again.
Yes, this is when the South rises again.
He has risen indeed in this situation. Telly, make this happen. And also, like, put something together. I will come to Fort Collins. Like, let me know if there's something happening with you and Lauren Boebert. I will come and just to observe.
I'll officiate your wedding.
Yes. She's not still married to the first guy. It doesn't matter. Who cares? Telly.
I think the Beetlejuice handjob guy, that has petered out.
That was a first date. It might have been an only date. And also, hey, good for her. Live, you know? It's what Telly, what
I
we...
I think she was both vaping and jacking.
Yeah, she was.
On the first
date. That was what drew the attention to the jacking, is that she was vaping.
It was the vaping.
Yeah. I went to a comedy show the other night, and a guy was vaping in the bathroom, which, like, I don't care, but it's like so obvious. Like, if you're trying to hide the vaping, but you can't hide the vaping because there's huge clouds of vape projected everywhere, which is
the thing that's weird to me about vaping.
Yeah. Everything
is like, what? You're smoking like sweet strawberries. Yeah. Like, it's always like a weird
blue raz,
like very sweet. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. I know they do make amazing shapes with the smoke though, which is
right.
Just like, that's kind of cool. Reason, you know, like I used to smoke cigarettes, but I could never blow smoke rings, and it would be a lot cooler if I could, you know? Okay. You ready for another voicemail then?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hey ballers, it's Drew in Phoenix. Long time no talk, but I did have something very important to bring up this week. We actually have two really special birthdays in the community. That's Ben 906 and Super Lee.
That's from the Baller Lifestyle After Show. Ben 906 and Super Lee.
Happy birthday, guys.
Happy birthday, guys. Happy for you guys. Happy birthday.
Upcoming week in July. And they're both huge birthday guys, especially Ben. Ben said on the after show he would like to be congratulated and given happy birthdays every day for the rest of the month, actually. So please join me on Twitter in wishing Ben a happy birthday every day for the rest of the month on Twitter. Much like when we were sending pictures to Ed during 75 Hard, if you really appreciated it, Ben will really appreciate this. All jokes aside, these guys are very special to the community. They're very dear friends to me, and that's because of the community you guys have fostered with this show, and I really appreciate that, and I appreciate everyone in the community, especially these two. So happy birthday, boys, and yeah, that's about it. See ya.
Thanks, Drew.
Thank you, Drew. That was very nice. Happy birthday, guys.
At Ben906, at Super Lee. Go on Twitter. X. Imagine calling it X, Ed.
Oh, I hate when I listen, because I listen to podcasts.
Yeah, they call it X, and it's disgusting.
And there are people like, well,
be a man.
Where can we find you on X?
Yeah, like, stop.
No, it's not X.
X.
Fuck out of here.
Jay Stu calls it X.
Of course he does.
X.
Of course he does.
And also, if you read an article, they're like, X, formerly known as Twitter. And it's like, shut the fuck up. Like, Twitter's a stupid name. Yeah.
Yeah, but you knew what it was.
Of course.
And you send out X. a tweet. And then what is X? You X something.
Post?
Yeah. But I meant to bring this up last week. I have no idea which player, but I noticed maybe the day before last week's show, Jay Stu like retweeted somebody who was mad that a guy was celebrating like a late go ahead home run or winning home run.
Oh my God.
Because the guy was batting 219 or something.
Oh, like, yes. I saw this. Yeah.
And I saw that and he's like, I agree. He's acting like he did something great and he's batting 219. It's like, well, didn't he just hit the go ahead home run?
Yeah.
Like, what, you're not supposed to celebrate when you do something good?
Yeah, don't be excited about hitting a home run.
Yeah, he did hit it out of the yard. Yeah. Like, what?
It's pretty exciting.
That has nothing to do with him being 220.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was great. I wanted to bring it up because it was like, it was very play the right way kind of.
I think it was a dude on the Cubs. I feel like I saw this. And I watched it, and the celebration was like mid, like in terms of how people celebrate these days. It was like he was excited to hit a home run, but like,
he was amped.
Yeah, everybody that hits a home run is excited these days. And look, you hit it out of the field, you get to fucking go around the bases at your own pace and do whatever the fuck you want. Like, it's,
of course,
you don't,
it's the whole point of the at bat.
Yeah. You don't want guys to celebrate. Don't throw flat fucking fastballs over the plate and that's, you're fine. You never have to worry about it. So Jay Stu also thinks that, what's his name?
Judge is the real home run champ.
Yeah. How has Judge not been chased off the field with torches and pitchforks, by the way? Like, what is he? But that's not important. That's not important.
Dude is pretty fucking good.
He's really good.
The way you beat the Yankees is you just pitch around him.
Yeah.
And then every time someone pitches to him, he hits a three-run homer.
Yeah, you can't let guys be on base because he will hit a home run. He's a huge thing.
Features.
Whatever he is. Yeah. It's got a lot of face.
Giant features.
I will say it's... While I have many times advocated that the number 99 should be retired across all sports, it's kind of a sick number to like this guy wears 99. Like, that's pretty badass, but it's Jay Stu thinks that Aaron Judge is the real home run king because he hit 62 one time, but it's like Jason. Every single player that you're watching tonight and every night in Major League Baseball is using steroids, like performance enhanced. They're all, every single one of them is.
Including Aaron Judge.
Of course. Why wouldn't you? Like, it's Jason. Man, that's crazy. Okay. Couple emails. Ed. Oh, this is so LSU Lala sent this to me. I guess I missed it the first time. I don't know. You know, they had to resend it. I forgot. I don't know. I didn't see it.
We're whatever. Doing our best here.
I get so many emails from Hillsdale College and Jim Baker. You know, I miss him.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Whoa.
I know. I was stunned too. Yeah. He does that thing where he's like a prepper. So he's like, buy my colonial silver and like stuff like that.
Right.
So there's two things. Okay. How effing old and how effing rich are these guys? So hold on. Okay, that's one. Here's another one.
How fucking rich is this guy? I can't figure it out. I guess I'll try. Is he worth a billion or maybe just a million? How fucking rich is this guy?
Okay, Ed. Here we go. Paul Schaefer, the notoriously stoned David Letterman sidekick. I know you know who he is, but I'm just telling the audience. Canadian.
Underrated.
One of the
timing
out of the, like, yes. Out of, he
like
came.
When you have band leaders and shit like that. Like, they're usually not like
funny.
And like, all the SNL original people, like, they all respected him. Like, he was a contemporary of theirs.
Yeah. He came from that performance of Godspell in Toronto. That all that,
like, every, Martin Short,
Eugene Levy. Levy, yeah.
Like all, yeah. Like all, everyone.
Catherine O'Hara.
Everyone was.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So how old is he?
So I'm going to nail his age within a year or two.
Yeah. I feel like you got this.
Because I just heard an interview with Martin Short.
Yeah.
And he was talking about it, and it was early 70s, and they were all around the same age. And I know Martin Short is around the same age. Yeah. I'm going to say he's 73.
I mean, I would say you nailed it. He's 74.
That's, right. Yeah. They're all around that age. Yeah. They're like, you know, a couple years younger than my dad, but like in that same ballpark.
Yep. Now, what kind of stacks do you think you got? He was on that show a long time. And Letterman's not like Stern, where he fucks these people on how much money they make.
Yeah. And there was some real money.
Letterman was making $100 million.
I mean, you know, it's not like Letterman was paying Paul 50, but
right.
Could Paul be worth? And he also wrote It's Raining Men.
That's right. Hallelujah.
I'm gonna say Paul Schaefer is worth $40 million.
Very close. But also, celebrity net worth always lowballs these guys. 30 million. That sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, on NBC, all those years, Paul Schaefer was making like probably 80 grand, then 120. He wasn't.
Yeah. It was the like CBS the show.
With the CBS show, I bet he was probably making a few million dollars a year.
It says 5 million on celebrity net worth. That's fucking juice. I would be stunned if it was that much. That's a lot. But he was a guy on the show. You know, you couldn't really, David Letterman couldn't really have another sidekick. I mean, he could, but it would be weird. You know, he kind of had to have Paul there.
And he like he was good with like great. Comedy bits and stuff. Like yeah. he had good comedic timing, yeah. and all those people respected him. Like in the comedy community,
he
like
was funny.
He was
yeah.
He was good.
Yeah. Okay. Another one. Hold on. I gotta sort out the. Oh wait, no, I have it already set up. Here we go. Hold on. Do I? Oh, yeah, here we go.
Davey's choice. It's a choice I made. Watch me shiver while you shake.
LSU wants a Daily's Choice. Paul Schaefer. And this is, I mean, these guys are not on the same level. Like Paul Schaefer or G.E. Smith. G.E. Smith had that beautiful ponytail.
Yeah, G.E. Smith of a certain time.
Yeah,
he's a cool dude. The sweet spot of when I was like 12 watching Saturday Night Live. Yeah. He was the band leader you'd see all the time, but like, and I, he kind of, he gave off big dick energy for sure.
Yeah. He's a guitar player. You know, he played that big right. Gibson 330, you know, he had that long ponytail, but he didn't talk yeah, like you wouldn't know what G.E. Smith's voice sounded like. He did sing once in a while. Yeah.
You'd see him mugging in and out of the commercial breaks for SNL for like a decade, but it's, you know, when in doubt, like one person is yeah. 10
well, no.
or no, no 50 times more famous than the other one. I'm going Schaefer.
Of course.
I got to go Schaefer.
Look, I once took a piss next to that little snowboard. Sean White. I didn't realize I was taking a piss next to Sean White because I'm like, oh, there's a child next to me taking a leak.
Yeah, that would be weird to check out a
yeah, job. Yeah. So it's, and I feel similar, like G.E. Smith, you know, is a known person, but not, he's not so well known that you would even recognize him.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do some non-sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports. Non-sports segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports.
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 Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports.
Non-sports.
Non-sports segment.
Brian, are you there? Hello?
Okay, Ed. I got to admit something. I thought I could run and take a leak during the non-sport, even though I know that's a 30-second song. And the other songs are a minute. Yeah, yeah.
Last week for me, I was like, this is the most I've had to piss in my life. Yeah. Like, there was no way I was going to make it through the show.
I ran to piss and I could hear it playing. And I'm like, oh, I know this isn't a long enough song, but I just already started. You know, so yeah. it is what it is. I did that thing. Okay. What's going on in the world of things that are non-sport? Hey, fam. There's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Man, Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus Daily's Choice ends taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, comers, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks. A lot, shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers, TBLS, the lifestyle's baller, and you know the show is so flawless, TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers, TBLS, the lifestyle's baller, and you know the show is for all us, TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.